Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. We'll have complete market details for you coming up after this.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the superior way.
Well, cattle producers, since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online with SuperiorClickToBid.com. To learn more about America's leading cattle marketing organization, you can call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, a proud part of National Livestock Credit, an organization been serving the cattle industry since 1932. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, the cattle complex was moderately lower today, checked by long liquidation and uninspiring fundamentals. Hog futures were traded lower in slow late morning action, and though the feedlot trade was generally quiet today, we did see a few bids surface in parts of the north at 187. Some ready cattle in Nebraska and Iowa had been priced around 190, and according to the midday report, the national hog base was lower compared with that of the prior day's settlement. Corn futures were slapped pretty hard today with nearby contracts off about 13 to 14 cents, and bearish pressure continued to build the crop conditions and the potential of a bumper harvest this fall. Wall Street sagged a bit after record highs. The Dow was off 9 points with the Nasdaq down by 19. Live issues opened higher, but it wasn't long before selling energy reassembled. Contracts were lower near the top of the noon hour, with spot August catching most of the heat. Despite the large cash premium, the board continued to experience difficulty stabilizing. Feeder futures were lower with deferred contracts, losing ground to their nearby counterparts. It's a little surprising that this market has been unable to garner greater support from the breaking corn prices. And grain futures were lower across the board today, giving back gains on good crop ratings, with the hopes that this week's blast furnace of heat will be short-lived. Outside markets turned more cautious in Europe today following mixed trade in Asia, with U.S. stock index futures digesting some of their move toward record highs. The corn prices were lower on the heels of fairly steady selling overnight, and yesterday's progress report showed ratings improving overall, thanks a lot to gains across much of the corn belt. Soybeans were lower after an attempt to temper pullback ahead of the open in Europe, which lost steam during overnight trade. And while the percentage of soybean fields rated good to excellent in Monday's progress report showed overall conditions were mixed, wheat prices are lower too, though the complex is suffering a lot less than corn and soybeans. That's a look at your markets. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network.